The Dial from Aspen Public Radio, in-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with the reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay. It's July 12th. Valley residents have a connection to the Colorado River. We know the Colorado. We know the names of its rapids. We know how it winds through the red cliffs of Glenwood Canyon. I mean, Aspen Public Radio listeners even get a little checkup on the river every summer morning with the River Report. But our up-close and personal view of the river is only part of really understanding it, and the demands that are placed on it. More water is taken from the Colorado than from any other river in the country. It feeds huge cities built in the desert, like Las Vegas and Los Angeles. It irrigates millions of acres of agriculture. And it slows to a trickle, and then vanishes into dust, long before it reaches the Gulf of Mexico, where it used to meet the Pacific Ocean. This river is in dire straits, and there are a lot of organizations who are trying to save it, but they face an uphill battle. The Walton Family Foundation was started by Sam Walton of Walmart fame. The foundation recently announced that it will invest $20 million to protect the Colorado River. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy came into the studio to talk about her reporting on this. She started off by explaining why the Colorado River Basin is close to the Walton family's heart. The Walton family really enjoys the outdoors, and a lot of family members have actually taken on Colorado as kind of their adopted home. They spend a lot of time rafting and fishing and enjoying recreation that the Colorado River provides. But the Colorado River is also critical beyond recreation. It's the primary water source for most of Southwest America, and it's facing some serious challenges. So these grants are to a variety of organizations that aim to protect the river.
Protect the river from what?
Well, I asked Ted Kowalski, who's heading up this initiative for the Walton Family Foundation. He also used to work for the Colorado Water Conservation Board. I asked him that very question.
What we're protecting the river from is a catastrophic crisis.
So part of that crisis comes from the fact that the two biggest reservoirs that provide a reliable source of water across the arid west, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, are really low even in non-drought years. And on top of that, Kowalski tells me that the Colorado River is over-allocated.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the amount of water allocated or promised through water rights is more than actually exists in the river. So there are seven states that depend on the Colorado River, also the country of Mexico, and a compact agreement signed in 1922 and a treaty with Mexico and some other deals regarding tributaries promised 18 million acre feet of water from the river to various parties. But in the last 17 years, we've had less than 13 acre feet actually in the river. So some of that is because this agreement was negotiated in the wettest period of record on the Colorado River. Plus, these are states that are seeing really fast population growth, some of the fastest growing states in the country. So there's a shortage of water, even without drought conditions, and the demands on the river continue to grow.
So where is this $20 million headed?
Well, in addition to protecting, they're working to restore the river, because for decades, the Colorado River hadn't reached the sea. It dried up before even touching the Delta. But a major effort from an agreement between the U.S. and Mexico brought a big release of water from reservoirs and a pulse flow into the river Delta in 2014. The Walton Family Foundation would like to see that happen again. That agreement with Mexico expires in 2017, so some of the money will go toward efforts to renegotiate with Mexico and continue to try to restore the river where it's dried up. And then the protection work is focused primarily on conservation. So here's Ted Kowalski.
You know, the solutions that are going to help us solve these problems, you know, have to be shared. They have to be shared among basins, they have to be shared across countries, and they have to be shared across sectors. And so we can't just have the solutions borne out against the environment or borne out against agriculture. It has to be a shared approach.
So they're working on programs that encourage people to use less water through a market-based approach, which means incentivizing people to use less water. So they could switch out some of the crops that take a lot of water into crops that don't use as much, or they could let fields go fallow for a season. The idea is that then people who are making choices about conservation would be compensated for those efforts.
How divisive is this issue across all the states and varied industries?
Well, it certainly has been a thorny issue in the past, and the approach in the 60s was to deal with water through the courts. But Kowalski says now we're coming to a point where there's more consensus that these problems are much bigger than any one interest, and collaboration is starting to catch on.
Is $20 million enough to make this happen?
No, but it is a start. And Kowalski says the Walton Family Foundation plans to donate over $100 million by 2020.
And then they have longer term goals as well. So it's a systemic problem. It certainly will take time to make changes and make progress.
This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. That was Elizabeth Stewart Severy, our environment reporter, talking about the $20 million investment that the Walton Family Foundation is making to protect the Colorado River. Hey, water is a big and complicated issue here in the West. Elizabeth has done a lot more reporting on water use and on the Roaring Fork River. To read up on any of her stories, go to aspenpublicradio.org. Here's what else is going on in your valley. Businesses across Colorado have sent a letter to Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke that states their support of public lands. This includes a wide range of local businesses, including outfitters, a bank, and a liquor store. The letter notes that Colorado's Canyons of the Ancients and Utah's Bear's Ears were of particular concern. And U.S. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan was here this past Monday, July 10th, as part of the new Sandra Day O'Connor series from the Aspen Institute. Her talk touched on our current political climate and on the long-term implications of having an open seat on the court during the last months of President Obama's tenure. Want to listen? We have it posted on our website now. You've been listening to The Dial. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear more extended interviews or to listen to more local programs like Valley Roundup or Curated, go to aspenpublicradio.org.